Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 13. Today's key sentence is...
小説が好きです。
I like novels.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, the party being held at the dormitory for foreign students continues.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 13. Today's key sentence is...
小説が好きです。
I like novels.
ロドリゴさんの趣味は何ですか？
読書です。特に歴史小説が好きです。
へえ。新宿に新しい本屋ができましたよ。みんなで行きませんか？
Okay, let's go over the skit. Sakura asked,
ロドリゴさんの趣味は何ですか？
What is Rodrigo's hobby? Or Rodrigo, what is your hobby?
ロドリゴさん
is Rodrigo with an honorific title, son.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
趣味
is a hobby.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
何ですか
is what is it? Rodrigo answers.
読書です。
It's reading books.
読書
is reading books. You know that
です。
is a polite way of ending a sentence.
特に歴史小説が好きです。
I especially like history novels.
特に
is an adverb meaning especially.
歴史
is history.
小説
is novels. Here
が
is a particle that indicates the object of an adjective.
好き
is an adjective that means to be fond of or to like. And once again, this is a polite way of ending a sentence.
Michelle, we learned that o is a particle that indicates the object of an action. Would we ever say 小説を好きです?
I'm afraid not. As I said, 好きTo be fond of or to like is an adjective, not a verb. So, が is used to indicate what a person is fond of, not を. Now let's go back to our explanation. Sakura says,
新宿に新しい本屋ができましたよ。
A new bookstore has opened in 新宿。
新宿
is a place name in Tokyo.
Now, Shinjuku is a place where the Metropolitan Government Office is located. It's a business district with a forest of high-rise buildings.
That's true. And continuing on,
に
is a particle indicating a place.
新しい
is an adjective meaning new. It modifies the word
本屋
a bookstore, which follows.
本
in 本屋 is books.Here, が functions as the particle which indicates the subject. In this sentence,
新しい本屋
A new bookstore is the subject.
できました
is, has opened or has come into being. It is the past form of
できます
to open or to come into being.
よ
is a particle.We say it when we tell the listener information that he or she doesn't know. Then, Sakura proposes.
みんなで行きませんか?
Why don't we all go together?
みんな
is we all.
で
is a particle indicating means a way, a range, or a place of action.Here, it indicates that Sakura is proposing a particular way of going to the bookstore, that is, all of us together. Learn.
みんなで
We all together as a set phrase.
行きませんか?
is, why don't we go? Or, let's go.
行きません。
It's a negative form of
行きます。
To go. If you add か at the end of it and turn it into a question, you're proposing that you all should go together. If you change ます to ませんか, you're inviting people to do something. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 13 one more time.
ロドリゴさんの趣味は何ですか？
読書です。特に歴史小説が好きです。
へえ、新宿に新しい本屋ができましたよ。みんなで行きませんか？
Now it's time for the segment Teacher's Teacher, where the program's supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned that ski.To be fond of or to like is an adjective. I'd like to know how to use adjectives in more detail.
Then let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
This is what our teacher says. Adjectives are divided basically into two kinds. Those that end with the syllable I and those that do not. Those that end with the syllable I are called I adjectives.They include words like
広い
wide and
新しい
new. We place adjectives before the nouns that they modify.
新しい本
is a new book, for example. As for the adjectives that do not end with the syllable I, we add な to them when we use them to modify nouns. So, they are called な adjectives.One example is
好き
to be fond of or to like, which is in today's skit. You may think it is an E adjective because it has an E sound at the end, but it is not. It actually ends with the syllable き. So, the book I like becomes
好きな本.
But there are some exceptions. Some な adjectives end with the syllable E and takeな, when they modify nouns. These include
きれい,
meaning pretty or clean,
有名,
famous, and
得意,
good at. So, a clean book is not きれい本, but
きれいな本.
Next up is our corner for sound words.
キラキラ.
キラキラ. This is a tough one.
It describes how something is shining or sparkling. Twinkling stars, shining eyes, sparkling gems. All these can be described by
キラキラ.
Okay, here's another one. It is a word that describes something that has become clean and shiny after someone has polished it.
ピカピカ.
ピカピカ.
You might use it to describe how a floor became spotless and shining after good mopping. Or a brand new pair of shoes that you've just bought can also look.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
Rodrigo is great. He seems to be reading novels in Japanese. I will do my best so that I can read manga in Japanese. Did you enjoy lesson 13? Today's key sentence was...
小説が好きです。
I like novels.
In the next episode, the students will clean up after the party.
So, join us again.
さようなら。